Welcome to Average Meeple. Average people talk about games. My name's James.
And I'm Casey.
And today we're going to discuss sort of how to adapt your gameplay to sort of suit the other players at the table, or at least, you know, be aware of how people at the table play games and, you know, play your best game so everyone can have the most fun.
Right. Yeah. Something that I think both James and I have noticed through the years of playing board games, both together and separately, is that not everyone at the table has the same intent or same play style, etc., as you will. And it's very important that for the game to flow and for everyone at the table to enjoy themselves, which is why we play board games, right? Everyone wants to get together, have a good time with each other, and play a game, that you need to read the room and make sure that you're doing everything suitable to the players and the people around you.
Right. And, you know, it's a little tricky too, because, you know, we're talking about, you know, you need to adjust to everyone else. It gets tricky because, I mean, you know, you have your own play style. And so, you know, you want to have fun playing the way that you play. So whether or not you choose to adjust to this or that, it's more important that you're at least aware of kind of the things we're talking about. And I think we're going to kind of give some historic examples of things we've experienced and, you know, kind of the lessons we've learned. And maybe you can take this and think about it in your own play groups. Or I think the biggest thing is when you're playing with new people,
right,
is when you're going to notice this. I guess I'll kick it off with giving a little bit of kind of two important history facts about myself and gaming. Outside of a handful, a couple, you know, mass market games, you know, my big start into sort of more interesting gaming, or whatever you want to call it, more hobby gaming, was Magic the Gathering, which now is maybe considered a mass market game. I don't know. But at the time, it was just sort of getting kicked off. Been around for a few years, I guess. And Magic the Gathering, card wording matters a lot. And Magic the Gathering, though at the surface is fairly simple, there are some sort of kind of complex rules around how things resolve. And again, the wording on a card can make a huge difference in how it plays. And, you know, my friends and I, as we played, we got, you know, very serious as a group. And we, you know, we took it all seriously. Like, okay, what exactly does this wording mean when I play it? What exactly happens? And it sort of taught us that whole, you know, we took the rules very seriously, because a card could easily become overpowered if you read it wrong or something. It could ruin the game, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we took that kind of serious. And so I think some of that sort of, you know, rules, lawyer, whatever you want to call it, kind of component to me kind of came from that. And the other thing is, when I got a little older and started playing, you know, more, you know, hobby games, you know, starting with Catan and so forth, I played mostly, or at least originally, with my brother and my brother's best friend, who are both a few years older than I am, and we played it very cutthroat. We played it to win. If, you know, if I could make a move that, you know, totally, you know, screwed one of them over, it's, well, that's great, I'm going to do that. We didn't take it personally. It's just how we all played, and we all expected that from the others. You know, if there was a move where someone could totally screw me over and they didn't take it, I'd be sitting there wondering, like, well, you know, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing over there? Like, why wouldn't you do it? You know, it's like, you know, so. And that's just how we played. So we took the rules kind of serious, and we played pretty cutthroat. And that was great for that group of people. I think it kind of carried over to my other friends, KCU. I think we kind of played that way. And then as I branched out, that sort of became a little bit of a problem with other play groups. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but I don't know if you have any flavor to add there, Casey, for yourself.
Yeah, a couple things there. I'll tell you, my start in board gaming was with a group of friends in high school, and it was playing the game Axis and Allies. And there were two of us, or four of us total, two and two. We always played the same teams. We always played each other, and we always played the same factions. My partner and I, we were always the Axis power, and the other two people, they were always the Allied power. Always, no matter what. And we played that game probably 10 times against each other, and we were out to win. That was it. That was the only goal in mind. That was our only strategy, was to win. And we would talk about it at school. We would talk about like what moves we can make later on, or like how we could screw them over, or like how we're going to combine our armies in like new ways that, you know, are going to surprise them or catch them off guard. And we're out to win. And we were out to shove it in their face and brag about it later. And that was our whole like point in playing that game. And it was fun. It was strategic. The people I played with were very, very, very smart people. And so it was hard. It was very hard and it was difficult. And you really had to think and strategize and like talk to each other, communicate all on a board game, which was new and exciting and crazy to me. Like this could exist anywhere outside of like sports or something, or like whatever I've been in the past. But yeah, we were in it to win. That was it. That's how I started playing board games. That's what I knew in board games. That's how I wanted to play board games, was prove that I could outthink you in this scenario, right? And if I didn't and you beat me, great. Why did I lose? How did you beat me? What did you do? What little nuance did you put in there? What flavor did I overlook, or like thing did I not see? And that like excited me to the point where like I just wanted to keep playing and I wanted to keep winning, right? It was just about winning, and it wasn't like ruthless. I guess it wasn't ruthless. It was just a big puzzle and it was awesome. And I just had a ton of fun doing it and trying to win. So yeah, I mean, starting out, yes, similar, I guess, to your experience where it was all about winning. And if you could like undercut the opponent, that's part of the strategy and that's part of winning. And that's part of what they need to look out for, is not setting themselves up to be vulnerable in these scenarios. And you have to set yourself up that way too, right? If they aren't undercutting you and you saw that they could, well, they messed up, right? You made yourself vulnerable. You took a risk and they didn't take advantage of it. Ha ha, great, gotcha. You messed up and now you're going to pay for it. And yeah, that's really how I started playing board games. And I guess my second point, like, I'll get to this a little bit later, but it's the spirit of a rule versus the actual rule. And I think Magic the Gathering really emphasizes the actual rule versus the spirit of a rule, more so than any other game I've ever played or experienced. Whereas most games, you can just interpret it, but it's such a one-on-one like battle. Like, yeah, this is what it says. This is what it does. Even though maybe when they wrote the card or wrote it, you can tell they didn't really truly mean it that way. They meant it to be a different way. But so the spirit of the rule is to do it this way or to interact with it this way. But if you were to read it word for word, it actually does this instead. And that can get very frustrating, especially as a newer player playing against someone that's not new and knows all of the rules and knows how everything interacts. Being a new player to Magic the Gathering, coming up against someone that is not a new player, is not a fun experience. You get trashed, and it's simply because of that right there. Like, I'll read a card and interpret it one way, and then someone would be like, nope, it actually sucks, and you suck, and you're terrible, and I'm going to beat you now. And like, that's Magic the Gathering, and that's my experience with it. That's why I've never gotten into it, is because everyone's already played it and been established, and yeah.
Right. Can get off on a little bit of tangent. It's interesting that you bring up the whole, like, you know, spirit of a rule. Over the years of playing and, you know, getting in these debates, and who knows what the rule means? Like, I read it this way, you read it that way. We can sit as a table and try and evaluate it. It matters to me a little bit less these days than it did in the past. But to me, what matters now most is when I care about a rule, it's usually because I care about playing the game sort of in the spirit of the game. Like, some designer spent a lot of time making this game, and I want to play it in the way that they wanted me to play it.
Right.
And so every time you start like house rolling all this weird stuff out, or just ignoring rules because they're in here, it's like, well, this isn't really the game as it was meant to be played. And so sometimes now when I get finicky about rules, it's less about like, oh, we have to follow the rules. It's more about like, the designer spent a lot of time on this. I want to do what they wanted us to do. Like, that's the puzzle we're trying to solve, type of thing. But
fair.
Sort of a side tangent.
Yeah. Going back to that side tangent, I think Magic was the opposite. I think everyone else is just trying to break the rules to give them the most favorable outcome.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of Yeah, I mean, Magic's been around forever now. There's so many different cards and combinations of cards. There are a number of sort of broken mechanics in the game. Like, you can go online and find, like, oh, infinite combinations where I can just, if I play these three cards in the right order, I can play my entire deck an infinite number of times in a row type thing. Like, there's a lot of broken combinations now. But the problem with Magic now is that it's like $1,000 a month to keep up in the hobby. Like, there's just so many new sets coming out. I'm just making up numbers. It's just, there's so many sets coming out, so many cards. It's so expensive. I haven't played in years, but there's still a spot in my heart for it from just when I was a kid, I guess. But I think getting back to our point is, you know, so you've played these games and you have some experience. You've come from somewhere, whether you've been playing for a long time or just getting into the hobby, and you know, you have some style in which you play, and I assume the people that you play with regularly probably have a similar style. You've probably figured out any, you know, I don't know what the word I'm trying to look for, friction there with the people you play with. If they play a different way, then you probably figured it out by now. But when playing with new people, it's important to just be, you know, cognizant of, you know, their feelings, I guess, for, you know, lack of a better way of putting it. Because, yeah, you know, when I'm spending 10 turns working towards some objective and, you know, Casey, you see some way in the last minute of being like, oh, you know what, if I just build this piece over here, he's not gonna be able to finish that guy. And why wouldn't you take that one little action to burn my last 10 turns? You know, to some people, like, I totally get that. I would do it. You would do it to me. I would expect you to do it to me.
Right?
I don't take it personally. It was just the right move in the right time. And you know, it just is what it is. But other game groups don't play that way. It's kind of like, wait, why would you spend your turn ruining my last 10 turn? Like, how is that fun for me? And you know, people will take that a different way. They might take it personally, like you're picking on them in some way. And you know, I'm sure there is a scenario where you are, like, if you're just spending your entire game trying to trash on, like, if you're ruining your own game simply to trash on someone else's game, I think that's bad etiquette. But if it simply is just like the best move, like, oh man, like, I can progress myself a little bit, or I can hold them back a lot of bit, maybe give me a chance to catch up or something. You know, sometimes that's just the actual best move. So I think from both ends, if you were the person who's being the aggressor, just keep in mind, you know, they might take it a little personally if you don't know them well. But on the flip side, if you're the person on the other end, I mean, think about, like, they're just trying to win too, right? You're trying to win, they're trying to win. Like, it's not a personal attack against you. It's just, they're a little more aggressive than you maybe. Don't take it personally. Just think about it next time. You know, if you're spending all this time that can easily be countered or something, maybe think about it, you know, how you could prepare better so you're not countered or something like that next time. But I think the important thing is just being aware of that. Because again, I've come into game groups of new people and I've just been like, oh, well, I'll take that. And it's like almost like ends the game because like they're just upset that I would do this to them. It's like, oh, my bad. It was the best move, I thought, you know?
Right. Yeah. So. I've walked into that scenario several times. And it was the most jarring really at first when I hadn't played a lot of board games other than just, you know, Axis and Allies and other like just strategy board games where the only objective was to outthink and, you know, outsmart your opponent, and every turn mattered, and undercutting was a legitimate strategy and it was part of the game. And then finding out like, oh, well, this is just a casual group of friends and none of them really care if they win or lose. They're just out here just trying to like get through the game and have fun and joke around and talk like while they're playing it. And here's me over here, like going all out, trying to win the game, and kind of being on an island on my own. And, it can upset people. I've definitely been in scenarios where I have upset people unintentionally. I've never played a game and thought, man, I'm going to screw this person over and make them mad at me. Like, that's my goal. Right. I just want them upset. I want them physically upset and frustrated so that they make poor decisions. No, that's not why I play games. I'm out there to have fun with my friends as well. And I've definitely done that though. I've definitely like made people upset because I've made like a cutthroat move or something that was interpreted as like targeted or targeting them or something along those lines. I've done it several times. And then you start to like realize like, oh, well, whoops, or maybe it's this individual feels this way or this group of individuals feel this way when I play with them. And so you just have to like lax your approach, or you play with a group that's the exact opposite and they are cutthroat and ruthless and just as, you know, hardcore as I am about winning the game. Then you have to alter your strategy for that too, right? They want to play someone playing their best to beat them. And you've got to step up and try to do that. There is a balance. I think there's definitely some casual groups. There are hardcore groups and there are everything in between. And it becomes like almost like a little mini game to play the right way with the right group of people. And it can be hard to interpret, but I think you can tell based on the moves people are making, based on body language, et cetera. And if you do make a move that can be perceived as cutthroat and that you can tell like their body language, they stiffen up or they get angry, et cetera, I think the right thing to do is just apologize and say, hey, that wasn't anything personal. I just thought that was the best move for me in that instance. And let them know it's just fun. And then you may be hesitant the next time that a similar move comes up, and maybe don't take it, because really it's about having fun. It's not about, you know, who wins at the end of the day. I don't get a trophy, I guess.
Right. I want to make a point to that, but before I get into that, I want to go back to a previous point, which is, you know, I have a similar experience of upsetting someone. It's actually sort of, I don't know, it's like this moment that's like burned into my memory that I'll always remember. Cause I think it actually kind of changed me as a board gamer. And it wasn't because I made a cutthroat move. It was because the board was set up in such a way that a person could make this move that was going to just, like, it's just going to trash like the rest of us. It's actually in a game of Puerto Rico, and there's this rule about selling goods where I don't remember exactly, but you can have like one type of good on each boat or something like that. And they were in a scenario where they could basically like put all their goods on their boats and no one else would be able to sell anything. And we would all have to throw away everything because you either sell it or you lose it. And it was just set up just right that they could just like totally screw us all. And I saw it and I was like, oh God, here it comes. And they didn't take it. And they took some other action. And like, I like confronted them on like why they didn't take this action. And, you know, there's a million reasons why they wouldn't. Maybe they're just being nice. Maybe they just didn't see it. It doesn't matter. But I was a big jerk about it. And I was like, well, why wouldn't you take this? You would have screwed us all over. Like, what the hell? You know, like, I don't know. And I was a really big jerk about it. And it really upset them. And, you know, and I think we ended up stopping the game. And, you know, it's like I said, it's one of the times I feel worst about when I think about just like being a jerk to someone. And it really changed. And again, that was because it was like one of the first times playing sort of outside my friend group. And so I just wasn't, again, with my friends, I would have been like, ah, right, I'm dumb. I should have done that. But this person just took it differently. You know what I mean? And so like, it's just, and, you know, whatever. You know, to this day, I feel bad about it. I really do. And, but, you know, again, it's just, I wasn't thinking about it. We were just playing to have fun. Who knows? You know, again, they might not have seen it. They might have seen it and just said like, oh, that's a big dick move. I'm not going to do that dick move. Whatever, you know? And so people play differently. They think differently. You know, what they do is their business. And, you know, how they take it, that's a tough thing, right? So this is going back to your point of, oh, if somebody's, you know, stiffening up or you can tell they're not, you know, you're being a little cutthroat, a little aggressive, and they're not doing. I mean, it's tough because, right, maybe you take a step back and don't be that aggressive, but is that fun for you, right? If you can have just as much fun not doing that, great. But, you know, I mean, again, part of the fun is to do that puzzle, find the best move. And if you really feel that's the best move, you know, it might feel bad for you to be like, well, I'm just not going to take what's the best move, I think, because I don't want to, you know, offend so-and-so. So it can be tough on both sides. So, you know, to play devil's advocate, I kind of want to tell the other person on the other end, like, if you're getting upset because somebody made a move that maybe impacts you, like, again, it's just a game. We're all just having fun. Like, you know, like, don't get upset about it. Like, just, okay, they stole some gold from you or whatever, like, get them back, you know? Like, you know, it's not meant to ruin friendships. We're here just having a fun time playing a game, and, you know, or it is what it is.
Right. Yeah, I think, and going back to your example there of Puerto Rico, I think in general, anyone would be a little upset if someone interrupted the game to, like, call them out on making a poor decision or a poor move. And I know that's part of your point here is, you know, that's bad etiquette and probably shouldn't come up regardless. Now, if you are playing with, like, if I were playing with, like, with my other friends and we're going back to that Axis and Allies days, yeah, if they screwed something up, you bet I was shoving it in their face and you bet I was telling them all about it. Like, ooh, you messed up, blah, blah, blah. Probably the right etiquette in any other scenario, right? In any other scenario is to wait until after the game and be like, hey, there was this one move and I was just curious, why didn't you do this here instead, right? Is to ask them in an open-ended way, conversationally, non-accusatory, like, I saw this move here that you could have made. Why didn't you make it? And maybe it's, oh, I didn't see that. I didn't realize that. Or maybe it's, it seemed like a dick move and I didn't want to do it. Or something else. Maybe they had their own strategy there and they thought it was going to work. But yeah, definitely a proper etiquette is if you see something like that, discuss it afterward. Don't make someone feel foolish for doing something that you thought was the right thing.
Right, 100% agree. And, you know, and again, and this was like in that transition period for me, I guess, like just coming out of that, as you call it, the Axis and Allies phase where, yeah, like I'm playing with the people where I'm like, yeah, if they screw up, I'm definitely going to stuff it in them. You know, they did like you know, but we had, like, that's actually the same group of people, you know, whatever, we're not going to get into, but it was like, you know, but there's this other, you know, added someone and it just didn't think about it. You know what I mean? I'm just in that Axis and Allies mode and I see someone, and again, maybe I'm even wrong. Maybe it even wasn't a better move, right? It's who knows, but, you know, I accused them of making a bad move and it just went over poorly. Bad etiquette, just strictly bad etiquette. Don't do it. I agree. But again, if you're fresh and you're playing with the same two people every time and you're in that really aggressive, haha, you know, you're dumb mode. You know, just think about that when playing with other people, right? I mean, it's not the same group, and you can ruin game sessions over it.
Yeah, good that it did happen, right? Though, good learning experience for you, and good for our listeners because they don't have to make that mistake now, and they can just learn from your mistake doing it. And
dude, I hope so. Because, like I say, it really is like you know, you ever see the movie Inside Out?
No.
Okay. Well.
Good story.
Yeah. And that's that. Cut it. Well, anyway, I don't know if anyone's ever seen Inside Out. There's like core memories. Like, this is like a core memory for me. This is like...
Oh, I have like seen this movie. Seen this movie. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think that's Inside Out, right? With the core memories or whatever. Yeah, like
something like that.
This is like a core memory for me, like when this happened. And like I say, I think it really like changed things for me. And... I don't know. Yeah, it's just an eye-opening moment of just like, wow, that was super dick of me. Like, why would I do that? Like, and so I don't know. So yeah, don't do that. Don't. There's no reason to do that. There's some advice for you, I guess.
Yeah, if you feel like you could have played a better move, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Ask them about it later.
Or don't. You know.
Or don't. Or never ask them about it. Just take your victory and move on.
Only ask them if you're truly curious.
True.
If you see the move they made and, you know, you're actually like genuinely like, is there a reason they took that move or something? Yeah, ask them about it later. But if you're only asking them just so you can then inform them that there was a better move,
right?
There's no reason to do that.
Yeah, not a reason at all.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay.
With the exception of they're a true. Like new player to the game and like you're actually trying to help them.
Right.
But again, I'd say that's arguably a different reason than you're just trying to show them. But if you're truly trying to help them be like, hey, so just, you know, just so you know, in that scenario, I don't know if you knew about this rule or whatever, if you do this X, Y, Z, certain things happen, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then I think it's valid, but
yeah, that's the exact point I was just going to make. Like that would be the only time I feel that that's an acceptable thing to do. And you're right. It is different it is a different scenario.
Yeah. I actually have, I've done that sort of mid-game, but not directly. Like if I see somebody do something where I'm like, I wonder if they realize that this other mechanic is in play or something like that, I'll wait like a turn or two and be like, just so everybody remembers, like if you do right. You know, that way it's like, it's been a while since their thing happened, but I just want to make sure that everyone's aware of this like rule or something. Because again, you know, oftentimes you play a lot of new games and people forget rules and forget this and that. And I just want everybody to kind of know, but right, without calling you up and like, you know, that you could have done, you know, so it's again, not gonna, so I think, I don't know if that's good etiquette or bad etiquette, but,
yeah, it's probably moot. It's probably just
noise.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just noise. Like the only time I get frustrated playing a game is when I don't understand a rule or I misinterpreted it, right? Or I had read it wrong and I'm now doing it wrong, and then someone has allowed me to play it wrong the whole time, and then all of a sudden when it mattered to them, they've called me out on it. You know what I mean? Like that's the only time I ever get frustrated playing board games against people, or when they call me out on something, is they only bring it up when it benefits them, but have allowed me to do it wrong, and we've both then played the game incorrectly, right, the whole time, but only when it mattered to you did you fix the problem, instead of calling me out like at the beginning or saying, oh, hey, well, you can't actually do that or whatever.
Right.
They wait, and maybe they didn't understand it either. And this has happened where someone else didn't understand it, and then it gets to a part where I'm going to interact with them and it's going to be negative to them. And they're like, wait a second, let me check the rules here on this and make sure that you can do this. Even though I've done the same thing all game, and they've done the same thing all game, when it is going to negatively impact them, they then reference the rules, and then from that moment forward, we play it in a new way. I almost think that you just finish the game the way you played it. Like, wrong is wrong, but we all played it on even footing. That's the only time I ever get frustrated is
right
in games, is when that specific scenario happens. And I think it happens to me most often because I don't bother to read all the rules. And
right.
Yeah. So... oh well,
yeah. No, it's yeah. That's fair. Yeah, that's a tough thing. I agree to your point. Like it's probably frustrating if somebody like everyone's playing one way and then somebody just decides like, I don't know. I guess I've seen like, I feel like I've done this for like, it happens like 3 or 4 or 5 times. Like it feels like after like the first couple times, like, well, that's just how it is, I guess. And like halfway through the game, you're like, this just doesn't feel right. Like, let's look this up. And then you realize you've been doing it wrong. And then it's like, right, once you know, yeah, I don't know, I guess that's a house rule thing. Like, do you keep going one way? Do you do it the other way? I don't know. But I feel like I'm definitely guilty of being like, let's look this up. Like, I know we've been playing one way, but it just doesn't seem right. Because again, it comes back to that sort of like rules lawyer part of me of like, I kind of got to double check this.
I think there's a difference, right? Between the first time it happens, right? If you get like a new unique thing, you're like, ah, this is interacting in a strange way. Let's just reference this. Let's just double check to make sure that we're not doing this wrong. Right? That's fine. But yeah, I think if you've played half the game one way, well, too bad, right? Right. Every other time, play it the right way, move on with your life. And I know, like, I've found that out playing games, and every time it's at my place or every time, you know, it's my house rule to make up or whatever, I always just say, all right, well, we finished the game this way, done, next time we gotta change it, and then we change it the next time. But oh well. Yeah, that's the only time I get frustrated in games, not, and it's mostly my own fault.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we could probably do an entire episode on like gaming etiquette, but this is sort of half of that, I guess. But yeah, I guess, you know, the important thing is, remember, you know, everyone's there to have fun. Yep. And if you're going to do something, ask yourself, you know, is this fun for everybody else?
Yeah.
And, you know, calling people out. Again, and maybe on the grain group, maybe it is like, you know, right, being like, hey, you know, you're a fucking idiot, you should have done this, like everyone's laughing, ha ha ha, you know, maybe that's the right group, but in a lot of groups that's not fun for everybody,
right?
And you know, so just understand who you're playing with, you know, take the high road when playing with new people, and sort of, you know, get a feel for the you know, the group before going too hard.
Yeah, I agree. If people don't seem like they're having fun playing the game, but they look like they enjoy the game, or they've said they've enjoyed the game in the past, there's probably something going on with the dynamic of the game or the dynamic of the group, and just make sure that you're not the one negatively impacting that. Doesn't mean you have to fix everyone else or like call anyone else out individually. Just try to have fun. Try to make sure the people around you are having fun. Board games are about having fun.
Yeah. It's always weird when, cause I feel like I've been in a scenario where, I don't know, it's usually like playing with people who don't normally play a lot of games. Somehow we start playing a game, right? It comes up, it's like, oh, you guys have a lot of board games, right? I'm like, yeah, this will be fun. We start playing a game. Like, you just tell like one person's just not really, either they're not having fun or just not clicking, but there's just something right there where it's just like they're doing the motions, but that's about it. And it's like, I don't, that can be tough. It's like, how do you yeah, improve that for them? I don't know.
You really can't. I think in that scenario, you can't really improve that. They just probably didn't want to speak up or say that they didn't want to play games or didn't want to play that right game or whatever right the case is. I don't think there's much you can do for that individual besides like maybe try to talk to them or like make most of the experience not about playing the game for them right in some way. But outside of that, yeah, it's just,
you just call them out for all the shitty moves.
Yeah, that's it. That's how you're gonna get through to them. Oh, you are terrible. What a piece of trash you are. Why did you move that there every single time? Even when they touch a piece, just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, you sure about that? Yeah, that really excited.
Although not your joke, but that is like one of my favorite things. It's like, again, usually just like playing with like you or like other people like it. It's like, That's the move.
That's the one, huh? Okay. Okay. Yeah, you do what you want to do there.
Even if it does seem like the best move, just really. All right.
All right, then. You do it. We'll see how it turns out.
But anyway, that's all I got. Learn from my horrible mistakes. Don't form a negative core memory, or rather, don't form a core memory around a negative experience that's your own doing, like I did. But
hey, you don't do that anymore, James, so I can attest to that.
I try my best not to, because I'm serious. Dude. It's like a core memory. I'm not even making that up.
I believe you. This is not the first time I've heard this story.
Yeah, I know. I probably brought it up like 5 times in the past, because it's really a defining moment in board game for me.
Other people have brought it up to me as well. And yeah, I think that's valid. Okay.
Yeah.
It's probably a rough time.
All right. Well, anyway, that's what we've got for you. Hopefully there was some value in that. Otherwise, please keep listening to our future episodes anyway.
Just listen to us anyways, even if you don't like it. Just why not? Just give us a listen.
Why not? Just burn the... That's just 30 minutes you're never getting back. yeah, please continue to find our episodes wherever you find our episodes. Check out our other content at averagemeeple.com. Follow us on Twitter at averagemeeple for updates. We also have a Instagram, Average Meeple, where we post some pictures and other photos of board game related things that we're doing. And please continue to check us out.
Yeah, if there's something you want us to talk about or some other topic that you want us to go through, or you just have a general board gaming question, we're here to answer it in the most average way possible. So go to www.averagemeeple.com/ask and drop us a line. Ask us whatever you want, and we'll try our best to answer it for you on one of our future podcasts. Anything else, James?
No, that's all.
All right. With that, he's James, and I'm Casey. Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you next time.
Any other words of wisdom?
I don't think I spoke a single word of wisdom tonight, James. So
it's tough. Got to be wise first.
Yeah, you got to be wise to speak wisdom. I am not wise.